News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
There's been calls for the current president, Michael D. Higgins, to release his medical records ahead, of course, of the presidential election. And it's been common practice, basically, in the United States, but it's not something that we've asked for of those running for the RS here in the past. But given that the president would be 84 years of age, leaving office if he got a second term, we're asking, should we be looking for his medical records to be released? So joining us to discuss this is News Talk's political correspondent, Sean Defoe. Sean, good morning.
Morning, Andrew.
Is this not just ageism?
I don't think it is. I think it is, you're giving the president a 7-year term. He's already 77 years of age, and as you mentioned in your intro, they are going to be in his mid-80s should he get a second term. So I think while there is a respect for him doing the job and everyone sees that he's been quite healthy and well able for it for the last 7 years, when someone gets into their 80s, the likelihood of someone becoming sick or the likelihood of your body degenerating on you does become higher. So I think it is a fair question to ask going into the election is, if he wants a 7-year term, is he going to be able to stick the 7 years? Whether or not we release the medical records, though, is another issue.
Does there come a point, though, at all where age would hinder one's performance, basically?
Well, that's what you have to wonder. I mean, Eamon de Valera was in the Oris until he was 92 years of age. You have to wonder, was he fully with it at 92? Was he able to do the job to the best of the powers that it should be done, not just the best that he should be done it, and whether that would affect Michael D as well? It's something that a number of the candidates have been calling for. Senator Pádraig Ó Cadhain, who hasn't yet declared fully yet, he says that all the candidates should have to release their medical records. And some of them have just been asking whether it should actually be done. Now, Senator Joan Freeman is one of those who's running. She was in Carlow County Council this week making her pitch. She doesn't think it's a good idea.
As far as his medical records, I really think it's private and confidential. I mean, if I asked for your medical records, what would you say to me? But I think, you know, health, of course, is important. But Michael D has said that he is healthy, that he is able. So we have to believe that. And I don't think this should be part of the presidency. I think what we need to see is who's the right candidate.
Okay, that's Joan Freeman. Who else have you been speaking to, Sean?
So we were also talking to two of the other candidates, Kevin Sharkey and Gavin Duffy. And Kevin Sharkey probably has the most alternate view to Joan Freeman. He really thinks Michael D should release his records.
Who else was on your list?
So we also had Kevin Sharkey there. He was saying that 100% Michael D should have to release his records, that if you were trying to renew your driver's license in your 80s, for example, they'd want to know about your eyesight, they'd want to know other issues. So why shouldn't it be the same with the presidential election? Now, one of the others is Gavin Duffy, and he was a bit iffy on whether Michael D should actually release his own records, but said he would be doing so.
Well, I'm going to anyway, because mine is a very open and transparent situation. So I'm going to produce if I get the nomination of four councils and then I'm in it, I'm going to produce a document that can be studied by the press and the public, so they'll know everything about me, and hopefully that'll help them in how they consider who they'll be voting for.
And do you think the president should do the same?
I think that's a decision for the president and the other candidates to decide. I've made the decision for myself. Everything about me will be available.
Okay, so a decision for each to decide themselves. What about Michael D. Higgins himself? Has he addressed this?
He has. It was something I actually put to him when he announced that he was launching in Castlebar a couple of months ago, and got a bit of criticism for it, saying it was an ageist question, an unfair one to ask. But I think it is fair enough to put it to him, you know, if you want 7 years, can you carry on the 7 years? Can we expect you to still be in the Oris? And I did put it to him that would he not rather put his feet up and be watching the football when you're in your mid-80s, as I certainly hope to be, and not sitting in the News Talk studio when I'm 84. But he then said, well, he kind of made a joke of that, saying that he would prefer to be at the football games rather than putting the feet up. But I also just asked him, what's his health like? Is he okay to go for 7 years?
No, none at all. My health is excellent. And this is the way it is. If I felt I couldn't be doing this job with energy and getting, if you like, the responses that I've been getting for the last 6 years, I wouldn't be doing it. And Sabine and I are both more than ready to continue.
Well, he certainly feels like he's absolutely up for it anyway, Sean.
And I think you do have to take him at his word. I mean, there are these calls for medical records to be released. I think that's getting very personal. When we talk about the US presidency and people using that example, it's very different. Okay. The executive powers they have compared to the president here, very much so different. So it's up to each voter. Do they take him on his word that he has the health? He certainly thinks he does, and has shown, I suppose, in the last few years, he's probably well able.